There's a WTMJ Cares initiative done by the great Sandy Max, who's our newest teammate here at WTMJ. Day one yesterday sounds like a great turnout, and Sandy is so enthusiastic about this. And as we said, yesterday was day one of this three-day blood drive. And I said this yesterday, it doesn't end after 3 days. That's an everyday need that we need to get people out there to donate blood, and that's always important. So here's a little sampling, little taste of what it sounded like yesterday, what it felt like. Day one of Sandy Max's WTMJ Cares initiative.
Upon arriving on the first morning of the WTMJ Cares three-day blood drive at the Milwaukee County Zoo, once I walked past the playful penguins and into the Peck Welcome Center, my heart was warm to see many donors already checked in to give blood. Mary Velker of Wauwatosa was one of several American Red Cross volunteers who greeted me. She had a bright, friendly smile and immediately made me feel welcome. We discussed how blood is used.
Cancer patients often need blood transfusions, and the Red Cross is there to step in and help.
I feel like everybody's been touched by cancer.
I have been touched by cancer myself 3 times, so yes, that's very true.
Mary, you're a survivor, and you're helping other people survive.
I am, and I love the opportunity to be here and giving back.
Caroline Barrow's meaningful reason for participating in the WTMJ Cares blood drive is because blood donations help save the life of her friend, Ruben.
He had APL leukemia, and it took the first day, it took 16 units of blood to get him stable. And then it was a 6-month battle. It turned out that he was actually, you know, he could have died that day. He was bleeding out internally. So, yeah, it saved him.
There were first-time blood donors, and there was Scott Mankey from New Berlin. He's on a streak.
66th donation.
66 pints so far.
That is correct.
Wow. Yeah. When did you start?
About 20 years ago.
What motivated you then?
Work. Work said, hey, I'll give you 4 hours of pay, and you donate blood. And I said, okay, let's do it. Been doing it for 20 years.
That's incredible. What a great habit your old job started. Are awesome. You still at that job?
Yes.
Can we say what company encourages such good behavior?
Post office. Yeah, Franklin Post Office. Been with those guys for almost 27 years.
That kind of incentive is an idea more business owners and bosses could consider to help avoid a shortage of blood supply year-round. And for fun-loving music fan Eric Main of Milwaukee, his motivation to donate blood today?
Because they give cool stuff out at the zoo when you give blood.
And you get Summerfest tickets.
Well, that's just an added bonus.
The WTMJ Cares blood drive continues today until 3 and tomorrow from 9 until 3 at the Milwaukee County Zoo. Book your blood donation appointment now at WTMJ.com. Sandy Max, WTMJ News.
And we are joined by Sandy Max right next to me in the studio. Hey, happy
Good
Tuesday.
Good morning. Happy Tuesday. Happy day two of the three-day blood drive.
Yeah, I mean, I was reading some of the things you were sending out last night. Things went pretty well.
They really did. I wasn't kidding when I said my heart was warmed. I got there first thing yesterday, and it is just fun to be back at the zoo.
Zoo's amazing.
Yeah.
We forget how cool it is.
It really is. But just bumped into people left and right who were WTMJ fans, and that feels good to connect with people, to know that they're participating and maybe they hadn't donated blood in a little while, and that this drive got them back into the habit, because it's not only good for saving lives. One pint of your blood can save up to 3 lives.
Isn't that cool?
It's good for your own health.
Yeah.
To donate blood.
I mean, the stories you had in that piece, cancer survivor.
Yeah.
You know, serious issues. They've overcome them, and then they're helping other people also overcome them.
And then keep in mind the traumatic events. We aired a story of farmer Jason Panzier from the De Pere area, mm-hmm. crushed under a 40,000-pound tractor. For 2 hours, he was conscious. And when they were able to release him from that tractor, he nearly bled out. They needed 300 pints of blood to save his life.
That's astounding.
And now he is back to doing what he was doing.
Yeah.
With one leg amputated, he's now back to farming and a volunteer firefighter. So you're saving people's lives who are really making a difference.
And thanks for choosing this one, because this is a really important one. A couple of people asked me yesterday, the process. So if you're going to go out to the zoo,
yeah,
is it easy? Is it pretty well laid out?
It is well organized. Definitely recommend booking an appointment. You can do that at WTMJ.com, or you've heard us say text BLOOD to the Old National Bank talk and text line, 855-616-1620. If you text BLOOD to 855-616-1620, we'll get the link right to your smartphone. You're 2 taps away with your thumb. You can schedule that. appointment, that's the best way to do it. You will drive in that left lane, say, hi, I'm here for a blood donation. They'll wave you right into the parking lot. You'll walk into the PEC center. You will answer a questionnaire. You can even do that on your phone ahead mm-hmm. of time. Bunch of different health questions about your health history. Nothing you don't know the answer to, trust me. So they'll
yeah, because you donated yesterday.
Yeah, I did. Yeah. I did. I'm glad to be in that habit. I donate about 3 times a year and awesome. Feel good about giving back. Not asking for money, just asking for blood, which is a different thing. And your time. So it takes about an hour start to finish. You answer the questions. My actual blood donation itself, Nurse Peter, we timed it. It was 5 minutes and 34 seconds. And I was laying down.
That's quick.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, and I've got the pumping action down, you know.
I guess you do.
Yeah. And I just don't look. I'm a little squeamish. And I have.
I'm kind of the same way. I don't want to look at the process. I just want to benefit from the process.
And all the nurses are great. They're grateful that you're there. They're in a rhythm. They know how to find your vein and make it painless and easy. So you answer a questionnaire. Wait a little bit, then you get, I shouldn't even say wait a little bit, because you really don't wait, because what they do when you're answering the questions is they prick your finger, and they prick it on the side, not where all the nerve endings are, which is really nice to test that blood, and they just test the blood to make sure you don't have any serious diseases, and then as long as you're clear, you lay down for about 5-10 minutes, donate. Then you get 5 or 10 minutes, maybe even 20 if you want to stretch out. Snack time afterwards. Yeah.
And what was your snack yesterday?
My snacks included a banana and raisins. But they also had donuts.
Aren't
I passed
you healthy?
On the donuts, but they had cookies. Remember Nutter Butter cookies?
I love those.
Yes. Chips Ahoy. They got some fancy biscotti cookies that you might like that were cranberry orange and lemon blueberry. Water. I crushed 2 apple juice boxes because I want to get my sugar up because I was coming back here to be on Wisconsin's Afternoon News.
So I haven't had a juice box in
This is your chance, Steve.
Since my
this
kids
is
were
your
little.
Chance. Yeah. 9 till 3 tomorrow till 3 o'clock today. And a bonus, while supplies last, you even get a pair of Summerfest tickets in addition to your free parking
Very
and free
cool.
admission to the zoo.
And you'll be out at Summerfest later this week.
Yeah, broadcasting live Thursday and Friday.
All right. So you're great partners for your WTMJ Cares Initiative. I'm going to give them some love as well.
Yes. The American Red Cross, who I just can't say enough about the great work that they do, and Gruber Law Offices, who make sure that we are able to do these WTMJ Care initiatives for all kinds of different charitable organizations in our community. So thanks to everyone who has donated so far. And speaking of traumatic and emergencies, we are getting into 4th of July weekend. We're already at a blood shortage. And you know, it's statistically proven there are like 11,000 accidents that happen due to fireworks related injuries. So if you're on the fence, please make a difference today and book your appointment at WTMJ.com for our WTMJ Cares blood drive going on today till 3, tomorrow 9 till 3, and again, you can text BLOOD to 855-616-1620. Get your appointment. And like I said, I wouldn't ask you to do anything I wouldn't do, so
you
I
did it.
Listen to me. I'm doing jumping jacks today. I'm fine.
Easy peasy, fresh and squeezy, right? All right, Sandy Max, thank you.
Just like you were talking about last half hour.
More about you later, and we'll get to all of that at some point in the next week or so.
Yes, yes, sir.
All right. Pleasure to see you as always.
Thank you, Steve.
All right, go get ready for your show.
Okay.
All right.